here's a twisted thought. My whole life, I felt not pretty. That my skin wasn't soft enough. My hair was dark and curly and maybe not silky enough. And liking things like fantasy and playing princess and romantic fantasy were things that maybe boys wouldn't like, because so many boys I knew were into sports and monster trucks and, well, everything I wasn't. So I was somehow unappealing and uninteresting. And because I wasn't blonde and blue-eyed and thin, especially because I wasn't thin, anywhere near thin, I was never going to appeal to them. Yeah. And as I became nerdier, my room filled up with comic books and books on the history of comic books. As I stare at the spectacular sisterhood of superheroes and superwomen. Oh yes, it's excellent. You should totally look up this book. Anyway, and my 113 now Funko Pops. And over, I don't know, I've lost count of how many unicorns I have. But anyway, the point is, I'm nerdy and chubby, and I have dark eyes and dark hair and pouty mouth, and I'm not quite what they say is ideal in the magazines. And so I thought for a very long time that I was not pretty enough to be paid attention to. And depending on the bar and depending on the city, I was right. At 5 foot nothing, I could slide in anywhere and be almost invisible. Just walk in like vapor. Brush people's clothing. You know, whoosh. Was that the wind or was that a person? Didn't matter. You didn't know. I have felt invisible in a Ritz-Carlton, in a dive bar, in museums, in opera houses. I'm sure you have too. But when I'm naked or wearing very little, it seems that I get quite a lot of attention. That my very round ass becomes a focal point. That my very pale skin is a magnet. That my tattoos are nectar, candy. I've never seen something quite like it, but people really like to touch and lick a tattooed peach quite the way they do when they see mine. And ribbon. I have quite a few ribbon tattoos, and people want to touch them as if they are silk. As if I'm silk. very peculiar to spend so many years invisible and then to peel off your outer layers and become very, very visible. But it's fascinating, especially because I crave attention. I am no wallflower. I'm shy. Sometimes I am anxious. I am full of dynamics and nerves. But I would like to be the center of everyone's attention. Princess would like everyone to stare and touch and see and call her beautiful. Especially when she comes. Especially when she comes. Isn't it complicated? Isn't it strange? What one thing does to you, or years of things do to you? Isn't it funny lying naked in bed now and knowing so many people are paying attention to me right now? I think I had part of a different script for this moment, and it was inspirational, and, well, people pay attention to me now, and people like me now. I don't know. I know that people like my voice, and people do like to ball their fists up in my soft, dark hair, and bite my big, soft lips, and grab onto my large, bouncy breasts, and hear my voice turn when it gets closer to orgasm. Because it sounds kind of like this, but better. You can hear it. I have several audios where I get very close. Actually, there are two or three where I do come, so you can listen to those. I'm complicated. As are, I think, most of the people who record audios where they are either searching for pleasure or attention or validation or whatever it is that you're looking for when you post an audio here. Wow, I really am silky today. That new body scrub is good. A little bit ADD today. I can say that because I actually have ADD, but I am out of Adderall. Fuck. It's close to Valentine's, isn't it? And without a Valentine. Well, maybe I'll do something for myself anyway. Buy a new stuffy. Big surprise. I'm gonna buy a new stuffy? Yeah, it's not a surprise. I've been buying lots of little ones thinking, it's okay if nobody buys me one. I can buy myself one. You have to be able to take care of yourself, because not everyone's going to do it for you. Even if that's part of your dynamic, even if that's part of what you want for yourself in the future, you have to be able to take care of yourself and be okay with that. I mean, that's why I have so many toys. That's why I have wands and vibrators and shit. I need a new dildo. My dildo is garbage. If someone wants to take care of that, you know, let me know. I'm only half kidding. Yeah, but I understand how lonely it is this time of year. Actually, I think about my best friend who was born on Valentine's Day and for a very long time was single. And now she's super happy and normal. And I mean, she was always kind of repressed sexually, but now she's kind of normie and lives in a house with her fiance and two dogs and makes you want to puke and punch somebody in the face and whatever. But she used to look at Valentine's Day as not Valentine's Day, but her birthday. And sometimes I think that's what you got to do. You got to look at Valentine's Day as a different day. Look at outings where other people are hooking up as just time to get out of the house. Change your perspective because you can't always be miserable. And if this isn't the sexiest audio, I apologize. Let it at least give you some perspective on me, and if it entertains you slightly, I hope that's nice too. And hopefully it gives you some idea of me. Curvy, naked, pale, with a few tattoos and dark hair, big dark eyes, sad. And yes, a little bit romanticized. I mean, that's what we do to ourselves, isn't we romanticize ourselves because no one else is going to do it for us. Happy my best friend's birthday, darlings.